Season 3 of Ricardo's Rules of Resilience podcast is brought to you by Triple R Nutrition. Triple R Nutrition is a very clean, very pure way for you to get all the nutrition you need. It doesn't matter if it's whey that I'm holding right here, creatine, daily multivitamins, fat burners, rest, sleep, anything you need. Very clean. It's very pure. But it doesn't just stop with how much it does for your body. This line of supplements was designed specifically to support the Envision La Fuente ministry in the country of El Salvador that takes disadvantaged youth and offers them a brighter future through education. Be a part of doing great things for your body and doing great things in the world. Triple R Nutrition. See in the show notes exactly the link to click on and get everything you need to help yourself and help the world be a better place.
I talk trash to the athletes. I'm challenging them. I'm about to be 53 years old. It's to the point where I have to carry my right leg with me. I can't even walk on it.
I want to create something that people can come to and have an experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have been joined by Kevin Bubbles Gregory.
Hi.
Just hopped on the line.
I don't even own a full lane of equipment.
What? Did not know.
You know that?
That's crazy.
I have been able to build these relationships with all these affiliates by collaborating in that. And that. So when I put a 7-lane DECA event, like, I'm driving the U-Haul truck all around the LA area, picking up equipment from people, you know.
That's right. Yeah. Ricardo's Rules of Resilience. Tune in, people. Every episode is impactful. You become more burly just by listening. Let's go.
Welcome, everybody, to Ricardo's Rules of Resilience, the podcast that gives you the ability to withstand and recover from difficulty. Today, we are concluding our three-part series on how to have an amazing DECA event, and we are concluding with DECA Delights. So we've given you the top three. Yeah, it's time for some delight, baby. So we've given you the top three things that you need to do to turn your DECA event, or really any event. These are basic leadership principles on an event. Go back and listen to that podcast episode if you haven't listened to that yet. That'll be the great foundation for you. And then last week, we really narrowed in specifically to DECA, how to avoid a DECA disaster. And we told some fun stories about things that have gone wrong. Kevin and I, we pointed to ourselves and some of the screw-ups mainly that we have done so that you could learn. Because you can always learn from your mistakes, but it's a lot less painful to learn from someone else's, right? So you've got that episode you can go back to. But today, ladies and gentlemen, we have saved the best for last. I have some DECA first team all pros on this episode.
It's a lot of pressure. That is a lot of pressure.
We are being joined by Nelson Runaway Diaz. He's been on the podcast before, but this time he's talking about his role as the DECA Roadshow Mac Daddy, boss man. All the roadshow coordinators report to him, so he knows what the roadshow coordinators around the country do. He's done road shows all up and down the East Coast, and even as far as, I think, Mississippi, which isn't even on the East Coast. This man just is like anywhere.
Yeah, we substituted Mississippi for San Diego.
Okay.
Yeah, so something a little closer to the to Japan. A little closer to Japan. We're trying to
He's just trying to get there. He's all the way to Puerto Rico putting on road shows. He's done DECA Fit road shows. This man has done it all. Welcome, Nelson Diaz.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also on the call, we have Oscar Moreno. This guy, in case you don't know, you must not be from California. Oscar is the DECA Mac Daddy of the LA region. Everybody who does DECA in LA, in that whole Southern California region, they know Oscar. He has put on events that regularly go well over 100 people. Nice. He consults with other gyms and helps other gyms do well and get these big events going on. So, guys, we've got some superstars, and we've got another a guest that's going to jump in randomly like he likes to do, and you'll know him when you hear him. So let's get started, guys. That's enough of the warm-up, the prelude. I want to hear from you guys. Tell us, Oscar, kick us off with what have you seen or done out there on the West Coast that has made for some really great DECA events?
I have some notes that I took down just as you were talking, just to kind of bring out to everybody. I'm not sure what format I want to take this, but I'm just going to say it as it goes. I would say that making events fun, being thinking outside the box has been huge for the events that I put together and collaborated with gyms. So experience is really what I'm after all the time in creating with the DECA brand is having an experience sit like a notch lower than a DECA fit. So it's kind of like just having that mindset as affiliate owners. Okay, I want to create something that people can come to and have an experience. So when they go to a DECA fit, they're all right, this is the real deal. Like it's and energy's there. So music, you know, I've always invested time and putting together a good music list with friends. That keeps everybody hyped up. Also, you know, having a DJ. Sometimes it's a little investment to get something going. Once you build those relationships and you have a solid team, like a DJ team, they're always ready to go and help you out to be a brother for events. So I would say having a good music, energy. I've also talked about in the past with Ricardo about having some local vendors promoting community within your community, right? You know, those small pop shops, you know, people that are out there vending, and have them sell their product, you know, have them share whatever it is that they have at your venue is another delight, another great way to another uplift your events or the DECA events. But those are a couple of things. I think the biggest one that I have is that has been really great for me here in LA, and thanks for that great introduction, is being aware when all the other affiliates are doing events. Have it on a calendar before you set up an event and see if there's any other affiliates around the same time. And having that dialogue, right? Because it helps distribute, you know, the folks, especially if you're in a small town and there's multiple affiliates. I can tell you, at least from an LA, California area, there's a slew of affiliates all down, you know, from north down south California. And knowing when those events are has been extremely helpful for me. And then the other one is play nice, right?
Sounds so simple to say, but it's a bit challenging for some.
Oh, no. It is challenging. Listen, I've been with the with DECA for about 3 years now, and it has not been an easy road to play, you know, play community, you know. But I say that play nice because sometimes you get more done with two people, you know. And especially if the missions align, you know, the goal is to kind of create community. You got two lanes, I got two lanes. Like, why don't we make a 4-lane event? And find a venue somewhere. Is your gym my gym? We just do a collab. And that's probably what has been really popular with me. And if you guys, you know, have heard it in your teams out there, is I've done tons of collabs and they've been all working great. They've all worked great. And then I think other thing I'll add, another delight is as an affiliate owner, like get involved with other affiliates, right? Build that relationship. Yeah. You know, I traveled, all the way from Fresno, all the way to Oceanside, and up and down and south, left to right, as a volunteer with people, as taking maybe one or two people from my community out there, and doing that repetitively to where now, you know, like you said, people know who Oscar is in the DECA community because I'm there helping them grow their affiliate, you know, brand. Those are really good delights. These are things that I live by that have been really successful for me.
You know, I want to circle back to your first, they were kind of a pair actually, but it was a mindset that you were describing of make this an event. You said a notch below a DECA fit. And we've probably all been to events. I know I've been to an event where, you're in the gym and there's like all this stuff going on around you and the DECA is just kind of happening and it's not really the centerpiece of attention. There's people working out on one side or, you know, maybe running on the track or whatever. And DECA, almost like, we're putting a kid's birthday party in the corner of the gym. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I 100% agree with you that the delights that the ones that are hitting home runs you go to. I mean, our listeners can picture what you're saying. A DJ, and you've got food vendors, trucks there, yeah, and vendors. Yeah. This is a festival, you know. Yeah. Like, this is the place to be. Yeah. This is what's happening. I definitely agree. What do you say about that, Nelson?
Oscar, how I notice how you collaborate with different gyms, but obviously you mentioned that already, but that's unique in and of itself. Because in order for that to happen, missions got to align, visions got to align. You know, every business owner has their own goals. They have their own burdens, their own headaches, their own bills, and that piles up high pretty quickly. You know, and they have a method. They have staff. They have a certain mindset. Their marketing is geared towards something they're trying to build, and now all of a sudden somebody from down the way wants to partner with them. And that can be pretty intimidating, I think. But apparently, whatever your introduction to having that conversation to partner with you has been pretty darn successful. So that's worth documenting somehow. How does Oscar get all these different affiliates on board to actually partner with where everyone's winning? And I always tell specifically affiliates that or roadshow hosts that I'm trying to discuss the benefits of affiliation, how, you know, you grow and go further faster as a community than by yourself. You can travel. But if you want to grow faster and go further, it's with the team and the DECA team and all of its different flavors and all the different types of disciplines that the base gyms are, or that the gyms currently has as their base strength, excuse me, and disciplines of training. It's a pretty strong front when they unite. And I see that in Carolinas, and I see that when Oscar's doing his stuff in California quite often. Yep.
You're absolutely right. Sometimes the missions are don't align and stuff like that. But I think what helps me is that all of our communities want the same thing. They want to get fit. They want to complete a challenge, right? So that's where I find the common denominator. Like, we have the same stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. How we do it is different, but those people want the same stuff, you know. And we want them to go to a DECA fit. We want them to finish their trifectas, you know. So let's host some stuff together. Let's do. So I think a unique thing is that I like to do is I like to host multiple events in one day. I want people to get two medals instead of one, you know?
Yeah.
And so in the beginning, I know when I started with DECA, like, it was a little, I want to say frowned upon, but it wasn't part of the original plan, you know? And I was like, I'm an outside the box thinker. Like, it could be done, you know? And it did. Like, it was unheard of to do multiple events in one day. It was like, oh, you do a Saturday or a Sunday, Saturday or Sunday, Saturday or Sunday.
We knew that that it could be done, but we also recognized that not everyone could get it done.
Right.
So and it's just recognizing people's strengths and weaknesses, right? It's not a knock against anyone, but certainly a kudos to you. You had that mindset, you had structure, you had a goal, and it just worked out perfect for you. For others, I'll be honest, I mean, DECA's what, just about 5 years running, and some of our affiliates will still just hold a DECA Strong because they want to become top-notch, top-of-the-line, the best DECA Strong producing affiliate.
Yeah.
And that's their box, that's their lane, and nothing wrong with that, you know? Yeah. Oh, no, we have some affiliates where I'm still trying to convince them, hey, you're doing a great job. If you have teams, now you have double the throughput, double the excitement. No, we're not ready yet. Maybe another year. And it's okay. I'm cut from a different cloth. So I'm more like Oscar, like, let's get it all done.
Anybody listening to this podcast, there's three podcasts into this. This is not your average bear. You know, these are people who are hungry for more and ready to try something new. And so I'm going to agree with both of you. I don't think I'm splitting the difference. I think I'm agreeing with both of you that, you know, Oscar's given a solid tip here, like, expand that thing, add teams, add mile and strong. And now they can get three medals, get them to Atlas, you know, at the same time. And I'm going to also agree with Nelson at the same time, though, be ready because you're going from high school to college. You know, you're making a big jump. And so, yeah, if you're already struggling with that single event, you know, just the DECA Strong, well, you need to get a few more reps in there and get that right before you make that big leap. Because so what you don't want is to do that big event.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, man, that was the biggest mess I ever went to. That won't be a delight. You'll be in the other episode with the disasters.
Yeah. You know, Ricardo, I just sprung something on me. And obviously this is possible because of like the relationships I build and time, right? But I always got to keep it up, and we all, and we can, I think we can all agree, is the volunteer force is what drives us. I can tell you that the volunteer force that I've built in my, within my community is because I've, of the experience that I created for them, and also, you know, the incentive part of it. Like, you can get creative with it. Like, as an owner, you can get really creative, right? I've never offered money to anybody. Not some, some people may be out there do that, but I always have offered like a raised entry code for my event. I might have at times sacrificed a couple of entries just to make sure people had the access to the event. So that those little trick Nick's kind of play with it have been successful, you know, where, hey, I want to get 10 codes. Hey, you know what? A Deca, I need an extra five and I'm losing five. You know what I mean? But those five that I just gained them for the next one. Yeah. So it's kind of one of those, like, your driving force and your flow is that volunteer team, right? I even go to the extent, I signed head coaches, I mean, head judges, like people that have been doing it enough. So, hey, like, you're in charge of all my judges right here. Make sure that the first, consent, back to the miniature DECA. Like, I try to, like, empower my team, you know, the volunteers that I've gone and coordinated with to have a little bit of infinite into their what they're doing too, right? Because that creates experience too, and that's another delight. It's been helpful for me.
I just want to throw a clarification out there. There's technically 7 medals that you can offer your community in one day or weekend's worth of events if you embolden them and fire them up enough to do age group team Ruck Deca Strong, age group team Ruck Deca Mile, and Deca Atlas. So it's not 3.
We just did that, actually. We just did that a couple of weeks ago. Last event we did.
That's awesome.
The Ruck, the Mile, the Strong teams miles, everything.
Yep. That's great. Right. That's great.
So it's been fun. So but yeah, I would say if an affiliate's in the middle and they're doing well and they're trying to get to the next level, is if I amplify the experience and like start focusing on that, and then you know, bridge the gap between a standard deca mile event with the communities, and then amplify it with a little bit more, you know, pizzazz to have that connection between the deca fit. I think that's where those gyms can upgrade to.
Yeah, you know, that's interesting you guys bring this up, because that was one of the delights. That's one of the things that made I've seen events make it extra fun, is when you incorporate it into a challenge of some kind, so where people aren't just showing up and racing once. I mean, I'll ask people, hey, I've had this happen so many times, like, hey, you want to race teams? Oh, I already did a race. You're only racing once? You got COVID? What's wrong with you? Why would you only race once? You know? But the times where we've had a really super fun atmosphere, I've had 70-year-old women racing 4 times in a weekend because there was some kind of challenge they were participating in.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I'm going to do this and this and this. And, you know, to specifically what you said, Nelson, we had one up in Elkhart, Elevate. Big shout out to Elevate, man. They got it going on.
Oh, Elevate, there,
good community. Yep.
They put on an event, and I was helping them, and they got a big, you know, like those chains.
Flavor
like
Flav clock?
Turnover chain. Yeah, like serious bling, like Flavor Flav type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, huge, boy.
Huge medal. Yeah, boy. And but that medal was for anybody who did 4 races, and it was 2 of them were Ruck. It was like an individual Ruck strong and a Ruck mile. And
that's clever. Team
that's clever.
But that's what they had to do to get that big thing. But like you're saying, you put that big challenge out there, and then all of a sudden people are like, oh man, let's go for it. And it does make for an epic weekend, right? Because people start cheering for them, and they're in awe of the ones doing it, and it makes for a great atmosphere.
I think outside the box, you know, there's so many endless great ways to I would say that connect with other affiliates for sure. You know, I have my own group chat that I created on Instagram with every affiliate that I know in California, in down South California. And whenever I'm promoting an event, you know, I throw it on there. Whenever you know, somebody's doing something, we try to at least communicate through there if we can, and just make it out to other events. I think once people know to bridge that gap, when you're not there to, you know, be a threat in their community and more or less build a bigger team like we're talking about in the beginning, I think that's where you'll start getting the settling that dust.
When people know that you're there to support them and you show up for their events, yeah, it makes for a much nicer vibe.
Well,
for sure.
Ricardo, remember you just recently linked me up with one of the affiliates, right, in California, Pico Rivera, and I'm going on Sunday to meet with him. He wants me to help him do the layout, the flow, my suggestions, you know. That kind of thing. How many judges do I need? All that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's a Sunday. I can be at the beach probably drinking some Mai Tais, but but you know, I'm gonna go help another fellow affiliate that may need some help. You know what I mean? So I'm driving out to his gym, and I was like, let me check out your stuff. So.
It makes it special, right? I mean, the delight of the atmosphere and the camaraderie and not that icky. Instead, it's going to be just the opposite. It's going to be a brotherhood. It's going to be a fellowship.
Yeah. And there's another scenario, too, where some gyms, they specialize in DECA Strong partially because maybe that's the space. That's all they have access to.
Right.
So, you know, there's some agreements that affiliates come up with, you know, where in the Carolinas, there's one particular where one does the strong and everyone comes and supports that strong, and then the others do the mile, and then they all go and support each other's events, and they're all winning together. You know, so that's always exciting to see.
Yeah, for sure it is. I love the idea of, hey, let's grab let's grab my equipment, you grab your equipment, and we're going to go to some, you know, high school gym or a rec center or whatever, a church gym, and let's put on an event together. You know, we'll split the revenue, whatever, but have a big, exciting, high energy event, because, you know, I could have 50 at my event, you could have 50 at yours, but let's put it together. You know, now we got 100 people and all the energy and everything that comes.
Yeah, it's a whole different experience. Yeah. I if you guys don't know, or Kevin jumping on, I don't even own a single lane, a full lane of equipment.
What? Did not know.
You know that?
That's crazy.
What's up, Kevin? I don't know. I have a skier, a rower. I have dumbbells, of course. I have some rams. I don't even have the complete set. and a box that this, you know, I don't even have a tank or, you know, the neat stuff. I have been able to build these relationships with all these affiliates by collaborating but they've been a great resource for me, you know. So when I put a 6-7 lane DECA event, like, I'm driving the U-Haul truck, you know what I mean? Like, all around LA area, picking up equipment from people, you know, that are going to send out people and, you know, stuff like that.
It just goes to show what can happen when you lead with generosity and giving and loving, and then it comes back to you, right?
Yeah.
Good things happen. So, ladies and gentlemen, we have been joined by Kevin Bubbles Gregory.
Hi.
Just hopped on the line. We're talking about delights, and one of the delights that Oscar mentioned earlier was talking about that feeling of, you know, when everybody's there and everybody's pulling for one another, and you got that sensation. And I know that I would definitely agree with that point you made, that there's just something magical that happens when everybody's pulling for one another. When your volunteers, you were talking about how quality volunteers make a difference. You know, you invest in your volunteers, you put that extra time to train them up ahead of time. And there, you know, that's been one of my delights, is when I go and race at a venue, I still remember my judge at Atlantic City, DECA Strong World Champion. You know, I remember that guy because he was my ref, but he was cheering for me, man. And he was in my ear and keeping me encouraged the whole time. I just wanted to reiterate your point that, when you've got the right volunteers out there, whoo, boy, does that make for a great event, I think. Yeah. Kevin, hop in. What have you seen?
Well, I love that you said that because I can't think of too many more events that I've teared up and welled up at than DECA events. And it's obviously my personal best performance on the biggest stage, made me cry also, just knowing God was with me and my dad, my late dad. But That was one instance. All the other times were for the person that you look at and you're like, I'm that person's braver than me showing up today in whatever their situation is, whether it's because they're overweight or they're not fully able-bodied or they're whatever their situation is. And I'm like, wow, I can't wait to see this person. I remember the first person that came to our event. He's legally blind. So Nelson reached out to me. He's like, hey, we got this guy, Mike, coming out. He's a maniac. That's his nickname.
no way.
He's going to have a guide, and the guide's going to help him through, which is legal. It's going to guide. He's going to show him where to go, but he's doing everything RX, and it's going to count. He's going to have an official mark. He doesn't need anything special. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. So I reached out to him, like, really excited to have you come. When you get here, say hi, make sure that I know who you are, and we'll make sure that, you know, we accommodate you any way possible to make sure that you go off. And he was a repeat at our events, and the first time was so special, and he's been back so many times. It's like, he's a regular now. He knows what to do. Everybody knows he's going to drop like a qualifying time for Worlds now because he's just that good. But
nice.
But you know, going around to other events and meeting other people that like Amy Haskell, I don't know if she's in Massachusetts or Rhode Island, but she lives out that way and she has MS. And the first time I saw her compete was at DecaFit in PA, and she did the DecaFit relay and she has MS, so she can't really run. She can move. It's very slow. Her husband and her team up though, and he does the bulk of the running except for the first and last, but she does a bunch of the stations. And watching her finish the 20 ram burpees, like the whole place was all at the burpee zone. And the event, like, she was like the last person on course, and anybody in there was there cheering for her, and everyone's eyes were welled up and tearing. And obviously those are some extreme examples, but even your everyday like couch potato that just their friend convinced them or tricked them or whatever got them to the starting line, like, oh, let's go do this 5K. And it turns out to be Deca Strong or maybe Deca Mile. And like, hey, I'm here to do this thing. I don't know what I got into. And we're like, all right, let's make sure this person has an awesome high energy judge that's super supportive. Not that we have like judges that aren't, but let's give them the over the top judge. And then we're going to make sure we have like Jess and I or whoever's conducting the event just to be there also just supporting and then get some like rally them around. And like if we see somebody that's struggling, like go grab some people and bring them over and like, hey, this could come. Mm-hmm. Can you come out here for a few minutes? I just want to give this person some extra applause. And those things, I think, you know, we all got in this to make a difference for people. And I feel like that is super easy thing to do. And the heart is full after those people finish. And it doesn't matter what their time is because they finished. And that was why Yancey made DECA, is to give everybody a starting line and give them something. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I didn't do as well as I wanted. I'm like, isn't this your first one? Yes. Perfect. You did as well as you could. And that's what matters. Now you have a mark. So now throughout the weeks, you're going to eat a little better. You're going to work out a little harder. You're going to commit and be more consistent. And next time, you're going to have like a 10-minute PR or something. And we actually, and that like, then, so now they have something to pull them and hold them accountable to. And then they come back and they have the massive PR. And then you get to promote them as most improved. And you walk them around like the president of the event because they are the most improved. And everyone's like, oh my God, that person's amazing. I thought about doing it. I've been to like 5 of these. And I'm like, if they could do it, I think I can do it. So those are some of the just everyday experiences at a DECA Strong and Mile that we've hosted or been to. And myself and a bunch of our athletes chase Nelson around the Northeast and go to his road shows, and it's the same experience. It's amazing.
From what I see from a road show perspective, grateful to be doing road shows. A lot of those road show hosting facilities end up becoming affiliates, and they get a leg up because they've seen it live, they've experienced it. But a couple of things I like to point out is we're trying to delight, since that's the word we're using today, I guess, right? So we're trying to delight about 4 different types of audiences at every event, and they may or may not have any interest in fitness. Number one, you got those people who are just wanderers. They just see your event happening, whether it's indoors, they see people coming in and out, all of a sudden the parking lot's full, they haven't seen it. They're grocery shopping next door. They're wondering what the heck's going on. If you have an outdoor event or a joint venture type of event like Oscar, you're in a larger facility for the most part. So for those types of people, you want to have eye candy. whatever that means for you, whatever's within your budgets, your relationships, your network, have something that the average person just walking by makes them want to give it like a double take and maybe stick around a little longer and then see the actual event, right? The production and the competition and all that stuff. But something that kind of grabs them, and that could be something as simple as, this may sound dumb, but you know, especially if you have like a, if your events are geared towards youth, and you got a clown out there making those animal balloons or something. I mean, you know, or you fly in a Kevin Bubbles Gregory or something.
I thought you were going to say, when you said eye candy, I thought you were going to say, you know, Nelson walking around in a tank top, you know.
We're trying to keep customers. We're not trying to lose them. So that's definitely not what's coming out of my mouth. But something that's going to make them want to stick around at least for an extra couple of seconds, right? So maybe you can have some conversation with them. The second group are spectators, people that are actually there. Their reason is to just hang around, support a friend, support the gym, whatever. And what I would say to kind of throw them a bone, so to speak, is to have something that offers engagement, you know, something that offers them something to do in addition to watching their friend or their significant other go in there and absolutely wreck themselves. And there's a bunch of different things you can do to, you know, whether it's because of your, you know, the vendors you have on site or something, I don't know, a raffle, a giveaway, something that they could just actively participate in, you know, a way for you to capture their email address as a lead without it feeling like a lead, you know?
Yeah.
the third group that you certainly want to impress, delight, whatever the word is, keep around, make them want to come back are the actual athletes. And a couple of ways that I found to do that is make sure your event is on time. And I don't just mean the execution. I mean, when you tell your volunteers you're going to do a walkthrough, I mean, when you have your staff or helpers volunteering of their valuable time to help set up your event. Every aspect of your event, have it on time. But as it relates to the athletes, key on time, because sometimes we forget athletes are on a clock as far as their nutrition, as far as their sleep, as far as time on feet, as far as when they show up, all kinds of other stuff.
Nap times. Pre-workout. Yeah.
Exactly. All that stuff that athletes do. So we want to make sure that they're feeling that their time is valued and that they're going to get the best opportunity to compete at their highest level, because not only have they done their preparation, but you've met the expectation you set by giving start times and allowing them to select their own heats.
And if I could just say, Nelson.
Absolutely. Yes.
If for anybody that's listening and you haven't listened to the Deck of Disaster, go back to that podcast. There is very specific advice we went over in detail about how to avoid running behind. So if you have missed that and your events sometimes run behind, jump in there. There are a lot of very hands-on practical tips on how to do that. Back to you, Nelson. Keep firing.
Make me want to go watch that episode. All right. The other thing that greatly benefits athletes, and I'm going to say this, Kevin, feel free to correct me on this one, but I get a lot of repeat DECA athletes and podium people that live on podiums coming to my road shows, and it's partly because I intentionally make the course as friendly as possible. I'm trying to not waste a second. If the athlete has to take an extra step, I'm disappointed. I'm trying to find a different way. Because all DECA Strong, DECA Mile, all affiliate events, roadshow events, they are all world championship qualifying events. So you may have 6,000 square feet of open space to play with, and that looks great. Spacing out your equipment would probably look phenomenal on pictures, but it does horror. it does damage to an athlete's time. So I'm always looking for ways to make every zone comfortable, but the entire event as compact within reason, where safety's not compromised, where the volunteers can still move around and not feel boxed in, where the athlete can literally just 100 miles an hour and not have to worry about someone being in their way. And sometimes I fall short, not going to lie. The space is what it is, right? When you go into a facility, yeah. Yeah, sometimes on the fly, I make up a new layout and it's like, oh, wow, I might be able to take this, you know, going forward because I just encountered it here. But all that rambling just to say, be mindful that it is a world championship qualifying event, and you want those athletes to say, man, there's a couple of events I can't wait to repeat my effort at, and this is one of them, you know.
Yes.
Great reputation and also good for the wallet if that's what you're into. And then the last group that I think of is vendors, because having vendors drives traffic, and traffic drives vendors. It's like a circle. So you want to make sure that if you are able to get vendors, and there's many reasons and ways to get vendors without having to pay them or offering the shirt off your back or whatever, just networking everyone, you know, there's a benefit for to having the vendors on site, and they recognize it as long as you provide the audience for them. And that goes back to your marketing and your efforts, but you definitely want your vendors to feel like they need to come back. Not that they want to, they need to come back, because it's not just an amazing event, but they got a ton of leads. They were able to sell their goods, make some connections. And that's my short list of people groups. I got more, if you allow me to continue rambling, Ricardo.
Man, I want to. I just want to pause right there, because, you know, some people are listening to this podcast, they're driving, they're working out, whatever, they're mowing the grass, doing the dishes. I just want to pause right there and say, hey, did you hear that? Nelson Runaway Diaz, who's done all of these road shows everywhere from, you know, Maine to Mississippi, and Oscar, and Puerto Rico, and Oscar all the way out in L.A., they're saying the same thing. You want vendors at your place because it makes it feel special. It gives it that atmosphere of, you know, like, I mean, you know, what's the right word? A festive atmosphere, right? And that's what you want. Real quick, just to give our listeners some ideas, let's each one say the one of, if you know, a type of vendor that you've seen at your events or had at your events. Personally, I've had one that you would be pretty easy to guess. I had somebody come and do like nutrition shakes and protein balls. That's kind of predictable. But here's one you might not have thought of. We had a local shelter that helps people who are coming out of addiction come and set up a booth. We contacted our athletes and said, hey, we're doing a pantry drive. Please bring, you know, paper towels and dish soap and whatever for their pantry at this place. So that's a different type of vendor. Kick it all the way around. Bubbles, what kind of vendors have you seen or done?
We've had different clothes sales, like a lot of the CrossFit clothes companies. I'm drawing a blank on all of them. But they come, set up everything, and they sell. We've had this Q Give peanut butter lady that's been at Spartan races, and that's where we found her, and then she came. We've done food trucks. They're tricky. Some of them, they want money up front. Some of them don't care, and they just take money on the side. We've done pizza, tacos, hot dog guy. And they're busy weekends. It's kind of up to them. So they're hit or miss. And we've had chiropractors, local massage therapists.
Wow.
The dry needling. We've had IV drip, and I'm rattling all these off
for somebody.
I don't even think I'm that good at vendors.
Crossing them off, cross.
He just took it. We got nothing.
Okay. I'm gonna say Kristen Meadows.
Okay, Nelson and Oscar, you guys can fight for who has to go last. Whatever you got.
Nelson can go last. I would say for sure, some type of music, right? It's always good to have some type of, like, I think DJ, they bring a different aspect because they know that's their forte. Mm-hmm. They know how to hype people up, right? I mean, you can have a speaker and throw some music on, and that's great. But a DJ does bring a different type of energy. That's what they do. They know how to hype people up. They can read the vibes, the energy, and they can probably put a exactly. a music, and I was going to say, I've had success with the picture booth style.
Oh,
that's
where
cool.
Where you stand up and people are taking their medal and their picture, you know, the one that twirls around them and stuff. On a 10x10 that I got made with like the DECA affiliate, you know, and my logos and stuff. That's been really good. People love to take pictures, right? So you want them to take the picture with their medals and their T-shirts and stuff like that. And then the other one is, I think most people might use it or don't use it, is a cold plunge. Most people have never done a cold plunge, especially if you put in a large event, just to be able to go in it for however long they can do it. Just that experience, I think it's been really successful. So those are the three I can say. Go ahead, Nelson.
There we go. Nelson, what's left?
We should get one of those for a couple January
left. There's a couple left. Number one, I may take a beating for this one, but fast food. Listen, people are hungry and not everyone's into fitness. At the end of the day, all markets need an audience, and you are there to produce a festive atmosphere. I'm a strong proponent of getting podium prizes from anything around you, whether it's Dunkin' Donuts, have them partner with you with the $10 gift cards, whatever. And then just to cover my other end, the other recommendation in case you do take up the fast food vendor route is life insurance. So car dealerships, life insurance, at the end of the day, there are certain businesses that line up 100% with your fitness goals for yourself and your community, and that is great. But there are also a bunch of other businesses that can line up with your financial goals, you know, if you're charging for you know, vendors to come in, which is the case for some of our larger, you know, affiliate events. You know, it's all about getting these businesses in because they want leads, and leads are warm bodies, and you got some real warm bodies in your facility. So,
well, you know what I'm saying, really quick, guys. I just said it, and I think I didn't say it, but I always think about community. You know, because parents are going to bring kids, moms are going to be there, and so if you have things that are associated with community and kids, I've had a couple, like, I know we said the clown earlier, but I've had, you know, people doing painting and stuff just in the corner. Like on a table, easy stuff that you can get together, especially the larger the crowd. There's going to be kids, you know, walking around and stuff. But if you have them in a specific area, those moms and parents are going to want to come back for that experience for the kids.
Brilliant. I like this. Does that work on the East Coast too? I love the children.
I know, right?
Got balloon animals, yeah, space, you know, baby.
I like your point.
Yeah,
I like your point, Nelson. We got to get, you know, any business that wants to connect with our members, because, you know, people that can fork out $50 to go to a race on a weekend, you know, they're people who have their finances and, you know, in order enough to be able to afford that. And so they're going to be well-qualified leads. And so we can provide other services. You know, one of the sponsors of my races was a lady, a financial planner with Edward Jones. And so the type of people coming to my races made sense for her to sponsor that event. So, yeah, we don't have to just think about, like you said, things that are typically associated with fitness. We can branch out. So what else? You said you had more ideas, Nelson. Let's hear from you, man.
Well, I touched on it a little bit as far as, if possible, when possible, offering podium prizes. They don't have to be cash, and it doesn't have to be a lot. People just want, if there's an opportunity for them to get something more than a world championship qualifying opportunity and another medal and another shirt and another experience, another opportunity to hang out with their friends, but also maybe get a gift certificate to do something somewhere, you know, carries a good amount of weight. Oh, another thing, not to beat a dead horse with this one, but there's zero difference between a 5,000 person Decafit event at a convention center and your event at your gym. You have the same needs. You have the same types of people there. So if Decafit, if the Spartan sponsorship team is out there looking for partners, right, that are paying to be affiliated with Spartan and specifically with Deca, That goes for the affiliate network as well, you know? So don't be afraid to pursue it from that angle. Now, you may want to massage your messaging. You may want to, you know, maybe speak to us at HQ and reach out. Affiliate support at Spartan.com. We got somebody that, a good switchboard and quarterback operator that will promptly reply with some guidance.
Also known as Coach Ricardo. Got it.
Coach Ricardo, that's right. Hot off the press.
Does he cover the compliance department?
That's next. No. We're easing them in, Kevin. We're easing them in.
We're shutting that part of the affiliate support email down. It's all about let's have fun. Good ideas.
So we'll definitely give you some thoughts on sponsorships and how to pursue some of those things. Another thing is, and I think one of the gentlemen already talked about, Kevin specifically, about the adaptive community. I'm always endorsing and trying to promote, hey, why don't you just have a teams only event and let it be just parents and children, just a family, a bonding athletic experience, and let it be the cheat night where pizza is allowed or whatever, you know, make it fun. These are things we all know. When you do something tough with somebody, it strengthens the bond, right? Or creates one if you never had one in the first place, right? And as a dad, man, give me every opportunity in the world to do something tough with my kids to strengthen our relationship. I'll take it. I'll pay triple for it. I mean, you know, So, you know, stuff like that. Another thing, adaptive athletes, a maniac, Mike, that Kevin talked about earlier, he just needs a little bit of guidance to get to the zones and to kind of get a feel of what's around him. But he's able to meet the standards and get on the leaderboard, but not all adaptive. So we have some, not all adaptives can on their own. So we have some paralyzed teammates. Well, we don't just want them showing up and doing the best they can. I'd love to see them on the leaderboard. So how about maybe a challenge your staff, say, you know what, everybody find an adaptive athlete. Here's a comp code for them. Let's make this a hell of an experience, tear-jerking experience that's going to impact our community and that individual's life, whether they're an athlete or not. I think I said adaptive athlete. Mm-hmm. Scrap the athlete part. If there's someone who has different challenges than you and are unable to complete a deck of strong, for example, man, bring them in. It's just going to create one hell of an experience, you know. And then what I do is I essentially, if I had an adaptive person, I'd let that adaptive person do everything that they can. I don't make it easier for them. They modify the heck out of whatever they need to, but they are working. But at the same time, I'm making sure I'm doing everything to meet the standard as a team so that we are on that leaderboard. Because it's great to have a shirt and a medal, but it's even better to receive a finisher's email with the finisher's certificate and an official DECA mark on a global leaderboard. So think about that. Different ways to gamify teams for your community. And I'll shut up after this one. This one gets me in trouble. I love it, though. I talk trash to the athletes. I'm challenging them. I'm about to be 53 years old. It's to the point where I have to carry my right leg with me. I can't even walk on it, you know, as often as I want to. But I'm like, I'm sizing people up. I think you guys all know Big Bruce, long beard Bruce, black Bruce.
Oh, yeah.
I met him at a road show.
Philly?
He's in Philly,
Bruce
exactly.
Productions.
Yeah. That's like that. Right. Amazing. First time I met him was at his first deck at one of my road shows. He's, I think, 6-something, maybe. Kevin, what is he? Is he 200-something?
Yeah, he's taller than me. He's probably 225, 230, maybe more. I don't know.
And fairly
but
chiseled.
He's tall.
Chiseled.
He's in good shape. He's a
and, you know, I gave him that deck of welcome. You look like you're going to do amazing here as long as you're not going up against me. I'm just trying to get that energy out there. And listen, I'll be honest with you. After the events, they take advantage of because that's when we're tired. We've been on our feet all day. And they're like, let's go now, Nelson. And sure enough, and it's just fun. And people are looking forward to it. And, you know, not that I'm Joe DeSena, but in the DECA world, we are. Our affiliate owners, Yancey, Coach Ricardo, myself, you know, we're the face of this side of Spartan. So when people get to see us in the trenches competing against them, that stirs up a different emotion, creates a different memory. So in the politest way possible, talk trash.
I think that you're exactly right, that you miss a big delight when you're like, oh, I'm so tired and I've done so much and I've been on my feet for 2 days because we sat up all day yesterday and, you know, and I'm going to sit this one out and not do it because I'm not going to get my best time. I really think you're doing a disservice because, yeah, it might not be your PR day. And maybe, you know, your PR day is when you travel to another affiliate nearby and you don't have responsibility and you're just show up and cheerlead and run your race. But by not racing at all, I 100% agree with you. You miss out on some real bonding moments. You know, grab somebody you didn't think would actually race that day. You know, pull them out of the sidelines and get them in there or whatever and form that relationship because you're exactly right. If you're the owner or you're a coach, to them, you're somebody whose opinion matters. And the fact that you're asking them to race, what a great way to bless them and just let them make a memory. I totally agree with you. Well, man, I want to conclude with if you had, you know, based on your favorite DECA memories, if there was just one thing that you would tell an owner to do differently, if they listen to this whole podcast and they're like, I can't do all 50 of these great ideas. If you had to pick one thing that makes for the best memory, for the best DECA, if I had to just pick one, what would yours be? Oscar, start us off.
I would want to say plan ahead of time. And because it alludes to a lot of different things. Right? Having to know when your event is and planning it before that, it makes it run a little smoother. As far as what I can remember of a successful event.
Yeah, right on. Nelson?
Piggybacking a little bit off of Oscar, planning, some affiliates, because of their schedule and all their offerings, they can only host a very few small amount of events. So because of that, my point and my encouragement would be, consider a teams event, just teams. Double the throughput, double the energy, and have your members team up with a non-member. That's the catch, because now if you have 25 teams, you have 25 hot leads from within your community, within striking business, that can potentially become future members of your facility. So a lot of benefits to teams.
I love teams.
Bubbles?
It blows my mind when I go to register for an event and teams is not an option. I'm like, this is faster, more efficient, more people. What's going on?
Yeah.
And I can race with anybody. I think take some of the ideas that we just shared here and whatever sounds exciting for you, you're going to follow through with. So start working on that. But when you're like, oh, I want to do this, but I'm not really sure, reach out to any of the four of us or DECA HQ, and they'll direct you to somebody who does that really well at what you're trying to do. And they'll give you all the shortcuts to make it happen. You're not going to be able to implement, like Ricardo said, you're not going to be able to implement all of this. And I'm listening. I'm like, ooh, that's good. I have a notebook right here. Like, ooh, I got to do this. I got to do that. And I think I suck at vendors, and I just rattle off like 8 different vendors we had. I'm like, oh, maybe we're not terrible, but we could be better. We could definitely be better. So whatever ideas sound good to you, pick one or two to run with, and then find someone to help you implement it and then make it happen. And Oscar said it best, plan ahead. You're not going to be able to figure this out on Friday night when you're trying to figure out if your registration email works and you just got off the call with Robin the day before and everybody else. So we pick the date and then start working on that date and build the castle around the event with the main draw.
Yeah, and my final parting shot would be to build on something that all three of you have mentioned in various parts of the conversation, but I'm going to put a little different twist on it. I'm going to say almost get as close as you can without getting a restraining order to get people to that starting line who are terrified of it. There's a lady named Nikki, and she
came to my clinic.
Her first DECA, she probably could have gotten a judge to put a restraining order on me, because I mean, I was hounding that woman. I was insisting, and I was telling her, look, I'll give you your money back. If you regret it, I will pay you back every cent, and you can keep your shirt and medal. And she finally relented. Next thing you know, she's driving like 7 hours to Knoxville to go to the fit, and she's going to Kevin Gregory's seminar to get better and going to world championship. But all of us have alluded to the best times are like the people who are over 30 minutes on a DECA strong, right? Or over an hour on a DECA fit. Those are some of the most celebrated finish lines.
Yeah.
Because there's such special moments that people who didn't think they could, or they're just not there in their fitness journey yet. I remember one 17-year-old kid who was, he was well north of 300 pounds it was a tough, tough thing for him to do that. And all of our people were at the finish line and cheering for him. And he was actually crying. I mean, this football player, this 17-year-old young man was actually crying. It meant so much to him that people rallied around him. But those moments only happen if you, as the owner, are out there hustling and you're fearless and you're rounding people up and assuring them, yes, you can do this. And so that would be my parting shot on how to have a DECA delight. So guys, you've heard some great ideas from some real masters of putting on DECAs. And if they want to get a hold of you guys and pick your brain a little more, how would they get a hold of you?
Great. They can reach me at my socials. And that is at J Moreno. It's spelled MOREno. _0820, and please feel free to hit me up if you have any questions or anything I can help you with.
Bubbles the Clown at Bubbles the Clown on Instagram or underdog.fitness.gym for lots of great DECA content.
Nelson.Diaz@Spartan.com or on Instagram NelsonRunawayDiaz. I'm not as active as I am, but I respond to all messages.
And that is the real email if you have a complaint about anything related to
Where's my t-shirt? Why isn't the leaderboard updated? When's leaderboard getting updated?
No! Leaderboards, what's that?
I want to thank all three of you gentlemen for being here. You have unbelievable, vast amounts of experience, and I appreciate you sharing it with me and also with all of our listeners. Thank you.
Just a reminder, affiliate support at Spartan.com. We have switchboard operators standing by.
That's getting edited out.
As always, if you need coaching in resilience or in your hybrid racing, get a hold of us. We love to hear from our listeners. Give us feedback on the show. You can reach out to me at coach.ricardo on Instagram or Ricardo Molinax on Facebook.